And now the Pentagon has said it takes North Korea's latest threats to strike targets on the U.S. mainland, Hawaii and Guam very seriously. The Pentagon spokesman George Little said Washington is concerned by any threat raised by the North Koreans. He said the U.S. takes everything they say and do very seriously, adding that Pyongyang must stop threatening peace. The remarks come in response to the latest threats by North Korea against the United States. In a statement announced by the state media, Pyongyang has ordered all artillery units to be ready for attacks against the U.S. and South Korea.
From this moment, the Supreme Command of the Korean People's Army will be putting into combat duty posture number one all field artillery units, including long-range artillery units and strategic rocket units that will target South Korea as well as all enemy objects in U.S. invasionary bases on its mainland, Hawaii and Guam.
Well, the Army's announcement has come days after Seoul and Washington signed a new military pact in response to what they called low-level provocations by Pyongyang. Just a few days ago, North Korea threatened to attack American military bases in Japan and Guam to retaliate against the recent training missions by American B-52 bombers over South Korea. Christopher Walker is a political commentator with me now live from London. Let's get his thoughts on the situation. Mr. Walker, welcome to the Top Five. The Pentagon saying there that we taking these threats very seriously. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I think I would, in the context that they have been made. They're the latest in a string of threats that have come from North Korea, which was very much angered when UN sanctions were tightened after it restarted nuclear tests in February. And it, of course, has a new leader and a young man of 30 trying to flex his muscles. And I think more, it also follows very seriously the fact that only a few days ago they scrapped their adherence to the 1953 peace treaty with South Korea. So this really shows how long this conflict has been going on. I think there are many observers of that region who never expected to see the Americans flying B-52 bombers again over the Asian territory.
Well, there is a question of whether North Korea is capable, first of all, of attacking the U.S. mainland, for one. And even if it is willing to take that action, at what cost to itself?
Well, that is, I think the threats against American territory are perhaps not so serious, though, of course, it is only a matter of a few weeks that America switched its missile shield that was going to be put into parts of Europe over to that part of the world to defend against incoming North Korean rockets. Hawaii, of course, rumored, you know, to be the birthplace of President Obama, has a symbolic place in this threat. But I think it's South Korea that the real threat is against, and right. Perhaps the main hope is that China will put on a restraining hand.
Christopher Walker, political commentator with us there from London. Thank you very much, Mr. Walker.